Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. This one I think is going to be short and sweet. I want to try to record this episode before Barb gets back, so I got about 15 minutes. But I have a lot of questions to go over, so I'm going to start with the questions. We have a couple of them online. Bill Bear, at Gotham Knight 13 on Twitter, says, "Do you like Marvel Legacy?" I'm a mood reader. I probably won't read Marvel Legacy for, I don't know, another couple of months. So I'll let you know as I get to it, or maybe when I did read it, and then I it shows up in the weekly reads. But I'm not up. Like I don't feel the need to read things right away. What are your thoughts on the Mr. Oz reveal in Action Comics? This is from Tom Procia. I remember him a lot from the Val when we did the Valiant podcast, and he used to comment on or give us questions on there. I don't know who Mr. Oz reveal is. I have not caught up on Action Comics, so I'm sorry. So the like if it's a current question, I can't really answer it unless I happen to be current. Let's go to the other ones. We have from my brother Chris Campbell, who says, "Who's sexier in DC Rebirth, Dolphin or Mera?" I'd definitely say Mera. Dolphin, I thought was sexy back in the day when she came out in Showcase and stuff, when she had those little tiny shorts. But the new Dolphin, not even close to Mera, in my opinion. He asked a lot of questions. He says, "What epic series would you like to see next? Not including existing series or announced series like Punisher." That's a good question, and I think what I would like to see next is a Ghost Rider. I think it would be awesome to get into Johnny Blaze and Danny Ketch Ghost Rider. That's what I would like to see the most. My favorite one that they're doing, but I'd like to see them more frequently, is Defenders. What else would I really like to see? A Kazar one would be really interesting. And they could start back from back in the day and collect that. Let's see. I think that would be the ones that I'd really like. Silver Sable, now that they're bringing her back, that would be an interesting collected edition that I'd like to revisit. Yeah, those are my answers for that. Have you ever read a comic book novel or listened to an audiobook? The only novels I ever read are about the comic creators like Jack Kirby and Stan Lee and stuff. I've read those novels, but I haven't read like a comic book adaptation novel. I have had audio comic before. Let's see. I listened to Archer and Armstrong edition, which was the new Archer and Armstrong volume one that came with the VEI. I listened to those audio ones of the first trade, and that was really cool. I've listened to back in cassette time when Nightfall came out. They have the Nightfall Batman. I listened to that on cassette. And if you really go far back to Power Records adaptations, I have several of those. yeah, good questions. My cousin Marco says, "What exactly is going on in Metal?" Don't know. Haven't read it yet. I have read the things leading up to it, Dark Knight, Dark Days, and the casting. And they've been really fantastic, and they cater to people, in my opinion, that have been in the DCU a long time. Those are the people that really appreciate it. I think if you're coming on board and you're just a casual reader, you won't get any of the Easter eggs, and it won't be as magical to you as somebody that's like a hardcore reader. Why does Golden Age paper, this is from Chris Campbell, why does Golden Age paper on comics smell so different than Silver Age? I think it's processing. And it's also older, so it's gonna smell distinctively older. We talked about this a little bit on the Gotham by Geeks. It's really important to smell your comics. If you, especially if you're grading, you don't want comic book paper absorbs smells. So if you bought a comic and it looks like fantastic, and that jackass stored it in a garage where gasoline and fumes are, your paper will absorb those smells. I once bought a full run of the Human Fly off of eBay, and it smelled like gasoline. I had to get rid of it, and it contaminates the rest of your collection, which is really bad. It's important to smell it, and most of the time, if they're kept in good, non-humid places, it smells really, really nice. I prefer comic books from the 70s. I think that page smell smells is the page smell that I like. It sounds like you like the Golden Age, Chris. Can you take a picture of your collected edition shelves? There are no shelves right now. Chris Ivy saw what chaos my book room is in. There are several shelves, but most of the books are on the floor. Because I don't have shelves and I need to get rid of a desk, two desks that are in that room, and replace them with shelves in order to get all the books that are on the floor onto shelves. So I probably won't take a picture until I get that done. Have you read Jimmy's Bastards? No, but I'm looking forward to it because it's Garth Ennis and I really like Garth Ennis. What are you reading digitally? I just talked about an Incredible Hulk, Bronze Age, and Fantastic Four Bronze Age. I started Age of Apocalypse, and it's not in order, but it's in order of chronologically how things happen. So I started with Blink, and I started reading issues one and two, and then I'm reading Doctor Strange digitally, believe it or not. Which is the Jason Aaron run. And that's when I do most of the reading at night, even though I have the paper copies. I tend to read at night a lot in the dark. So Ronnie says, can't wait to get your thoughts on Legacy. I probably won't let you know about that. That's Ronnie Barron from the new podcast called, was Rebirthically, now it's Absolute DC Podcast, which I think is confusing, just like his Marvel podcast, which is the ultimate Marvel pa. It makes somebody think, hey, they're going to cover Absolute Editions, or they're going to cover Ultimate Comics, because Ultimate's a universe. You can catch him on those podcasts, as well as Open Bar and a wrestling one that I don't know about, because I don't know about wrestling very much. I lost my faith in wrestling when I went to a live match and saw how fake it was. I really believed up until high school it was real. But when I went to the live match, it was a Hulk Hogan match, man. And we were sitting at the corner of the ropes. And there were chairs and various things involved, and none of them were making contact. You could see it. Me, I was just looking at Barb. Barb would want tickets to this, and it kind of shattered my watching experience because I started wrestling with the Von Erichs, and I don't even know what league that was at the time. They would have the Iron Claw and stuff, and I think Barb did too. And when we got into the Undertakers and the Andre the Giant, I was really interested in them and I thought it was real. And then I saw it live and I was like, I don't think I ever watched it since. Unless my brother-in-law is in town because he watches it all the time. or we're at his house. I think I've answered all those questions, and I'll get to the weekly reads. So, this was for January 2nd, 2017 to January 8th, 2017. The rankings were as follows. Ooh, man, this is harsh. I gave a Tong King Batman number 14 a 1 out of 5. That's really low. I must have hated the shit out of that. But I said my comment was worst dialogue I've ever read in recent comic history. So I didn't like that at all. And you'll very seldom see me do a 1 out of 5 or a 2 out of 5. But for me, that was really not good to me. Probably a lot of you loved it, and I'm glad for that. He's a Emmy Award. He's a comic. He wins a lot of awards, Eisners and Inkwell. I don't even know what all the different awards. He won something at Baltimore, but so I would say he's critically acclaimed. People like it. It doesn't work for me, but I'm glad that so many, I'm glad it makes people passionate about comics. And some people might say, "Well, why the hell do you read it?" Well, I read every DC, and I'm going to continue to read it. I'm going to continue to read everything DC. I'm currently not enjoying Mr. Miracle, but I'm reading it. Have lots of reasons. I decided not to break it down. Just try to stick to more positive stuff, but I don't like it. 3 out of 5s. We have Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Number 77. This is two hotel owners trying to scare off a surfer guy. Fred's old pirate buddy is involved in this, and Velma telling a Kraken story. So yeah, I enjoyed that. Shade the Changing Girl number 4. She gets grounded, tries to make amends to all her friends. It's very intriguing and weird. He-Man and Thundercats number 3. The focus on the Thundercats. Did I even break it down? I don't think I did. There's a total of 34, 5 Marvel, 1 Image, and 27 DC. The focus was on the Thundercats as they fight Skeletor. They fight as a unit. Morma, who's I believe a Thundercats villain. I don't not familiar with the Thundercats property. Combines forces with Skeletor, and there's a funeral for He-Man. We have Justice League. Sorry, Green Lanterns number 14. This is 3 out of 5. Jessica and Baz defeat the Phantom Lantern, but he really defeats himself when compassion takes over. The Phantom Ring can emulate almost any color. Raimi is defeated by Vol Thrum, and now he's in Raimi's body. The Rise and Fall of Captain Atom number 1 takes place before the 2013, and he gets a cold and almost nukes an area, and then he goes into the past. That's how it starts off. I need to take another glass of water. My throat's really dry. Got a flu shot today. Feels like I was rabbit punched in the shoulder. But I hope it has the same effect as last year. I didn't used to take flu shots, and I'd get really deathly ill for a long time, and the doctor would always say, "Really, you're asthmatic. You should take these flu shots." I took it last year. I avoided the flu. I started taking it. I hope it does the same thing this year. Amazing Spider-Man 1.6. This is the finale to the Amazing Grace storyline. A man brought back to life, but what he thinks is God. A group of his fans with magical base powers have to take his life, so they have to actually kill the guy. Batman number 234. This is the first Silver Age Two-Face. A ship with gold mi in a mystery has Dennis O'Neil and Neil Adams story. We have Looney Tunes number 234. This is Yosemite. This is pretty funny. Yosemite Sam gambling with Porky Pig. And Yosemite Sam is my favorite Looney Tunes character. You have a Bugs and Elmer story and Daffy Duck, Ugly Duckling story. We get into the 4 out of 5s. We have Superman, the Man of Steel, number 18. I didn't even comment on it. I must have read that for retro. Oh, no, I know what Superman, Man of Steel, number 18 is. That's when the Doomsday stuff starts. I got the Superman Omnibus, the Life and Death of Superman, and that's where that comes from. I'm just checking my phone because I heard Barb is coming. So I'm going to even go into faster mode. We have Star Trek Green Lantern number 1. So the Lantern is trying to establish themselves in the new universe. Rings are running out of juice. We have Raven number 4. Raven is able to leave the hospital and finds a group that hold the city for ransom. This group of kids is holding the city for ransom, but they're not really behind the White Globe. They're just pretending to be. We have Scooby-Doo Team Up number 21. Harley Quinn helps them solve a mystery. Joker shows up, and so does Batman. I think the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future get away in the chaos. Got Teen Titans Go number 19, a party with Trigon and saving Beast Boy's fish Sven. A funny Robin scene in coach as he's sitting on an airline. I really thought that was hilarious. I actually laughed out loud at that one. Cyborg number 8 recruits a master thief to break into Star Labs and free his body. Discovers his father is a robot and the real one is enslaved to OTAC, like an OMAC. We have Green Arrow number 14. Malcolm Merlyn is the Arrow Killer. Green Arrow saves the police officer. We have Grayson number 19 and 20. Finally finished that. Maxwell Lord manipulating Spiral and almost found out alias of superheroes. So, I mean, that's when he finds out their alter egos. Dick Grace fights Tiger. Helena and Dick defeat Spiral and go separate ways. That's how it ends. Death of Hawkman, number 4. The war is brewing between Thanagar and Ran. Hawkman takes the war to Despero. We have Justice League, number 12. It's a Maxwell Lord backstory in this universe. Really good one. We have Nightwing, number 12. Nightwing and the Runoffs versus Lady Orca. Another character that appeared in the, I think it was the Chuck Dixon run. Maybe the Devin Grayson run of Night. Actually, Lady Orca was in Detective Comics, now that I think about it. Ever After, from the pages of Fables, we have Bo Peep goes after a little girl and fakes her death. Native American Fables take over San Francisco and are granted time. This was a really good one. To Fable Town. So, Harley Quinn number 11, Joker asks to meet with Harley. Red Tool is jealous. This is really interesting when you find out what's really going on with that. That was a fascinating three-part arc. We had Justice League of America. I would recommend 11, 12, and 13 of Harley Quinn. Justice League of America, The Atom Rebirth. Ryan Cho and Ray Palmer established before the DC Universe Rebirth. It establishes their relationship. We have Aquaman number 14. Aquamarines attack Atlantis with the help of Mera and the Monster Controller. They are defeated. Aquaman traces signal back to Nemo / Black Manta. We have the last 4 out of 5, which is Midnighter and Apollo number 4. Manhunter defeats Mauser with bullets and punches it through his skull. That was pretty cool. Apollo's defeated by Neuron. Good than the 5 out of 5s. We have Superman number 14, Red Sun Superman and Other Superman, and ties into the Multiversity title and has the Justice League Incarnate. We have Justice League versus Suicide Squad number 3, JLA captured but set free to team up with the Suicide Squad because the first Suicide Squad is going to attack. You find out who was in the original first Suicide Squad. We have Defenders number 92, volume 1. Have to save Eternity because he split himself apart. Really cool story. It's like if you're God and you wanted to understand humanity and you split yourself into human beings all over every planet that ever existed, and one of them becomes attached to his humanity and falls in love, and wants to stay there, and because he doesn't come back to himself, the world is gonna end. So it's like the defenders have to convince him to reabsorb himself, or the world's gonna die. We have Ghost Rider Volume 1, number 2 and 3. I read the 2 and 3 almost right after I read number 1, because I bought number 1 recently, and I think I have all the Marvel Spotlights as well. And I also rated Marvel Spotlight number 12. It was actually Marvel Spotlight number 12. It was continued in Ghost Rider 1, 2, and 3. It made it kind of. They did that a lot. Like, they'll launch it in a Marvel title, like a anthology. Not a, it was an anthology, but a title that was outside its main title. And then if the character was popular enough, they would get their own title. And for Ghost Rider, that happened. For Iron Fist, I think it happened. Several others. We have AD After Death. This was an Image one, I think by Jeff Lemire, if I remember correctly. This is the top book of that week. A boy and his family are in prose. He seems to live a long time. And it actually talks about the boy and his family. And what I mean in prose is it'll have like an art page, but then you read the text. So it's unusual that I like that. He seems to live a long time and does really odd jobs and steals things, so he's like a kleptomaniac. Really cool story. I should finish that sometime. And I know where it is, so I can find it, because they're almost like magazine-sized books. And I bought some magazine Mylar too, so I could try them out. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And you can leave an iTunes review at iTunes, and you can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com, or on the Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch, or on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, or at the website is www.geekbrunchpodcast.com, and you can leave a comment there. Thanks for listening, and keep the questions coming. It gives me a lot of things to think about. So I'll talk to you later, and thanks for listening. Bye. God, I hope I hit the record button. Yeah, I did.